Forms of Life.
Leading Chicago would be a great responsibility and a tremendous privilege. I hope to see you soon.
And with that, Rahm Emanuel is out of the White House and running officially for the mayor of Chicago. It was an online video that he posted Sunday. That's the little snippet that you just heard. He is wanting to take over the reins of the Windy City. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, Left Coast or the Right Coast, or the flyover states in between. Welcome to this water cooler buzz highway, we like to call it, filled with all kinds of interesting things this hour, including what's shaking in and around the Beltway. Of course, it's like a ghost town since everybody's running pretty much for re-election, certainly. Congress folks are, and 37 senators, and the rest are out of there, too. So the political machine is ticking, but a little bit slower until November 2nd and then afterwards. And then, hey, you got the holidays and back for a new year, and that's all she wrote. Keep this number handy, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That way you can throw in your 2 cents. I don't care what your stripes are. Left of left, Attila the Hun, right of right, or somewhere in between. Have an opinion, for goodness sake. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth because you're free. You get to express those opinions. You know what they would do if you tried to call a radio station in Venezuela? The butcher and his boys would probably get you. Well, it wasn't just about Rahm Emanuel announcing that he's officially moved on and he's running for the mayor of Chicago. That wasn't a secret. I mean, in fact, that leaked out really weeks ago. There are a ton of people, apparently, who want to replace Richard Daley. He is a six-termer. That's right. Six-term mayor. Boy, he has it over Bloomberg, doesn't he? So the deal is, it's pretty straightforward. If you want to run for mayor of Chicago, well, you have to be from there, and you will prove residency anyway, and you have to have 12,500 signatures on your little old petition to get on the ballot. And this is how it works. If no one wins a majority, the two top vote getters square off on April 5th for a 4-year term. So this is going to be an interesting election if you care about what's happening elsewhere. And, of course, we have many listeners in Illinois and plenty of people that listen to us, too, in and around Chicago. Emanuel is probably going to have a little bit of an edge because he's got name recognition. And with fundraising, he's the king of that. He's got 1.2, in fact, already left over from his congressional campaign funds. So then that would be able to work in his favor, I would assume. And then he goes from there. He brings in, I'm sure, some of his high-powered friends, probably including Bill Clinton, who may stump for him, and I'm sure Barack Obama will lend a hand and whoever else he needs, depending on how the people in Chicago feel, though, because lately they're feeling like they're getting the shaft. Even the most liberal of Democrats, they don't like the fact of the whole let's tax all the fat stuff. And they also are very in between when it comes to gun rights because of what's happening on the South Side. When I say in between, because you can't say that everybody wants to carry a gun in Chicago, but I know a lot of people would like to do the concealed and carry thing, or at least have the chance to defend themselves. Supposedly they do because of the Supreme Court ruling, but that's being challenged and shut down in many different ways. So that's part of whoever runs there, what they'll deal with, and Rahm Emanuel will have to discuss those kind of things. All right, outside of what's happening in Chicago, and then another one bites the dust in Washington. By the way, Pete Rouse replaces Emanuel. We did talk about this. He's somebody who's worked for Obama since 2005 when he was a junior senator. Pete Rouse was part of his staff there, so he's been around the president for many, many years. The big story, though, has to be this crazy alert warning U.S. citizens of this potential terror attack in Europe. Well, people are either scrimping, they save, or their church groups go to Italy or go to France or go to Germany, especially when it comes to France. And there was no choice but apparently to warn on the State Department, if you go to their website, to warn all of us in America, hey, just so you know, if you go to Europe, be very, very careful in public places, including tourist spots and transportation hubs, which is why most people would go, unless they have family there or there's some other reason for the travel. And even then, they would be going to the Eiffel Towers, the Louvres, all that kind of stuff. And this alert is kind of vague. Just take more precautions about your personal security. And the alert is one step below a formal travel warning advising Americans not to visit Europe. So one more step and you're done, meaning nobody goes to Europe. That's how serious this is. So it makes you really wonder. We know that there is a suggestion that Al-Qaeda and some other organizations close to that group have these plans to move forward and do something in a very public way, kind of like a Mumbai-style attack it's being described. And the European governments are on high, high alert. You know, you don't usually see this, but around the Louvre, I saw a lot of armed guards. Yes, there are guards, but I'm saying machine-gunned up like they were in a banana republic somewhere. So you know this is serious. And lots of people get on planes in New York, in Dallas, in Chicago, all over the country. Even some of those smaller places, you just take a puddle jumper to a bigger airport and then you're there. Especially because there's a lot of travel deals to some of those cities. People save up their whole life to go there. So talking about this travel advice for France and Germany especially, and in Britain, they're in England, they're warning the people just, hey, if you're going to France, if you're going to Germany, take care, my friends. And now we know certainly it's the same thing for us, to be very aware of your surroundings. And, you know, this is weird because this is the advice. Every U.S. citizen should take precaution to be aware of their surroundings and to adopt appropriate safety measures. So what does that mean? Does that mean when your 80-year-old grandmother goes with a church group over to France and she's there in Paris, what is she doing? What are they doing? They're doing tourist things. They're getting on buses. They're riding public transportation in many cases. So what can they do to be appropriately safe? You know, that's what's so odd. What's appropriately safe in this case? I say that it's when they're talking about it could hit us at any minute, because this is what you have. And this is scary to me. When you have the U.S. and then you have Europe and you have the experts saying that we've been concerned for days that terrorists are plotting attacks in Europe with assault weapons on public places, similar to the shooting spree in Mumbai, to me, that doesn't say, geez, adopt your surroundings. It says to me, get out of there. You don't want to be there because they cannot completely guarantee your safety. They have no idea. Someone can just open up fire. And, of course, this can happen at any time anyway. Yes, you know that. But if the warnings are there, I say it's much more severe, maybe even than they're letting on. That's what's so odd. So don't use the subways. Don't use the rail systems. Don't use the planes. How else are you getting around? In a taxi cab? I don't know. I'm confused. 800-259-5791. Now you've heard the number three times and you can join in on the conversation. Meet me on the flip side.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Well, it's kind of hard and confused because maybe you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you.
All right, it's a fair question. Would a travel alert keep you from your plans to travel to England or France or Germany or any of those places? You know, we have Harry Rinker on this show twice a month. He is the guru of all things collectible, and every year he goes and does a Christmas trip to Germany. He gets all kinds of things, nutcrackers and stuff, and says it's just absolutely phenomenal, the things that you find in Germany. And he'll take a group of people, and I wonder if that'll affect him, because see, now in these upcoming months, this is a heavy travel time for many Americans. Like I said, you know, it's not just rich people who are traveling to Europe. Lots of people save their pennies and they're able to do that, and they go through groups and they pay a little here and pay a little there. It's not uncommon. There are a lot of Americans, especially in the East Coast, who take those trips because it's sometimes it's cheaper to fly to London than it is to fly across our country. And the Europeans are worried because for twofold. One, of course, worried about being hit at any moment. What kind of an alert is that? Oh, by the way, you could be hit at any moment. So take precautions. Okay, that makes me feel good, like I'm on an episode of 24. So let me just swizzle my head around and look every place I go to make sure I don't see anything that looks a little bit suspicious, like, a college-looking kid putting down his backpack. I wonder. So I think there's going to be all kinds of problems with this. But obviously the warnings were so heavy that they could not ignore it, or they would never have put this out in such a vague way. I have to believe that. All right, well, that's going on. And so I'm going to get all the bad news out of the way, because we do have the Daily Salute coming up later, I promise, and some other fun things that we're going to do, too. But have you ever been to Mexico City? Have you ever been to Acapulco? A lot of people travel to Acapulco. That's another cheap vacation for people. Apparently, some gunmen kidnapped 20 men who were traveling together in the city of Acapulco. And then there was this shootout between drug gangs. So 14 people were left dead in the streets. And the men, the group of guys in Acapulco who were visiting from another city, they were just looking for a place to stay, and they were kidnapped. And that could be anyone. See, to me now, this is getting to the point where I think people are probably asking themselves, is it worth it to go to Mexico? And that will really cut off a lot of tourist dollars to everywhere in Mexico if people start to feel that fear that, okay, this isn't just drug people they're going after, and how do we know that it's not going to be us? Because, yes, they're going after Mexican tourists, but how easy could it be to go after American tourists? And all those men were tourists. So they kidnapped them, took them away, and now it's just a question of, you know, the police scouring these cities, resort cities, really, and all the highways that lead out of the resort areas trying to look for these missing guys. And there's absolutely zero indication whatsoever that they had anything to do with drug trafficking, just simply tourists. So, first of all, are they going to survive this? What's the deal? Is it a deal of where they're trying to get money from families or whatever? It's kind of like, is Mexico almost to this point where it's going to be, no joke, in a state of anarchy? I mean, you got the border towns like Juarez, which is a stone's throw from the U.S., and El Paso, that absolutely is under the control of the drug cartels. There's no clean police there. And if they are, they're targets, and they're scared to death because too many of them are turning up dead. And then you've got our border areas and some of these that are tied to some of these Mexican towns that are so ridiculously dangerous. At this point, ranchers are hiring their own people to patrol because they're scared to death as to what's going to happen, and nothing is going on. Look at the kidnappings even in Arizona, the shooting of civilians. These are scary times. And I would absolutely say I cross off my list Mexico now. And I'm somebody who's gone there many times. And I know I've said this story, but I lived in El Paso. And casually, we would just go over the Zaragoza Bridge and go into Juarez many, many times. If it wasn't to cover stories, it was for fun. We didn't even think twice about going into Juarez. Now there's just no way you can pay me to go there. You couldn't pay me to go there because nobody cares. They don't care. Not even if you're in the media. So you're on your own, kiddo. And if you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. And it's just mind-blowing to me. It wasn't that long ago that I was making that trek and wouldn't have thought twice about it. So there's a couple of places I think that you might consider when you're trying to figure out places where you want to go. You might kind of consider crossing them off your own list because, frankly, it's just too bloody dangerous. And I think it's sad what's happening in Mexico. The people are being abducted and the drug cartels are running the place because they know they can. They have no fear. And it is similar, in a way, the no fear thing to the Islamic terrorists because they have no fear. It's all about we're going for broke. So whoever we hit by the Louvre, whoever we hit at the Eiffel Tower, or if we knock it down, bravo for us, because we don't care about human life. We don't care about our own life because we become a martyr for the cause. And in Mexico and with the drug guys, it's different. It's about the money. It's about rolling in the dough and moving up the hierarchy. So still no fear, willing to go whatever lengths you have to go. And if I lose my life, that's okay. And that's a different breed of person to deal with. That is a much different breed than somebody who values human life. Very tough to combat that. I mean, you really are on your own. All right, you want some good news? I'm going to throw in some good news here. When anybody says the word refund, do you get excited about that? Did you ever go to your mailbox and just get a check in the mail? You know, they say there's no free lunches, but occasionally you get a refund when you were overcharged. And it feels like, I mean, it's your money to begin with, but it feels like an early Christmas present. So Verizon issues this statement on Sunday that they're going to pay up to $90 million in refunds to 15 million cell phone customers who were charged for different things, internet use erroneously, or for other kind of data things that they do for sessions. So they're going to get credits of at least $6 or more on their October or November bills. Some that got charged much more will get the check in the mail. How about that? And the charges affected people who didn't have any of those plans, but they were billed anyway. And it was just some big crazy mix-up, and that's how much it added up to. Wow. That's a lot of refunds. So 15 million customers, you do the math, maybe somebody gets a bigger check. Hey, $6 is $6, right? For $6, I could ride on the subways in New York all day long. For $6, I could go and get one of those horrible fattening fast food meals. For $6, you could go and buy a couple liters of Diet Coke. And I don't know, if I'm going to get you one pack of cigarettes, I guess, since I'm not a smoker. But, hey, $6 is $6. I bet you most of those people didn't have any idea they were overcharged. Because how many people dissect their bills that closely? You know, you just see all these taxes. It's so funny when they start to tell you about these plans. Oh, it's only going to be, whatever, $40 a month, $50 a month, $75 a month. But then they don't tell you about all the state taxes that they lop on and all the other usage charges. So by the time you're done with it, it's much more. It's $20 more than you thought, because that's not what's quoted to you. So it's that number plus another $20-$25. So I'm sure anybody who gets a check in the mail and then realizes, oh, that's why I didn't realize that. That's why I was paying more. So, hey, $6, like I said, is $6, and they'll take it. But for Verizon, now they had to go through all this red tape and comb through it and realize that they screwed up and actually billed people who had nothing to do with those plans. Wow. All right, coming up in the spirit of lightning what we're talking about, I think you're going to enjoy our next guest. Her name's Laura Day, and she's very well known in California and in other circles. She's known all around the country. She's got that powerful mojo working for her, and why, we're going to tell you coming up on the flip side.
The cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control. You want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Tonight, how many times do we talk about on this show listening to your gut? How many people listen to their gut? I think a lot of people don't. I don't know why, because it's hard to do. A lot of times it's hard to do that because you try to fight with yourself. You know what I mean? Well, the next woman who's going to join us, she's in our virtual green room, by the way, right now, probably drinking our fabulous latte, has given advice to people like Jennifer Aniston. Boy, she cleans up at the box office, doesn't she? And it seems like she has a super positive attitude from what I know from afar. Demi Moore and Nicole Kidman, just to name a few. And she's got a book out called How to Rule the World from Your Couch. Laura Day is internationally known. She's a big-time speaker, teacher, and consultant. And I'm fascinated by this new book. Laura, thanks so much for popping on ATM. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, why is it that we don't listen to our gut?
Well, because we over-mystify it. Really, what intuition does once you train it is it allows you to turn on a dime. It gives you information that you can prove. So once you really learn to use your intuition and then to document it, what you see is that it's not a belief. It's a reliable skill that can really give you the information that you need time after time.
So you say document it. So in other words, when you start to get feelings about certain things and then you ignore it and then it happens, you start to do that so you realize, ooh, this works.
Not only that, but you begin to give yourself a question set of what or a goal set of this is what I want. And now here's how I'm going to use my intuition, which is what the book is about. How do you use your intuition to say, for example, I want a new job. I'm not sure where to look. how do I then shift my attention in a way that I get information that I can follow up on that actually helps me cut to the chase quickly? And so when you document it, when you act on it, what happens is it becomes a natural process. We're just not trained to use it day after day.
How did you, you have a lot of best-selling books on different aspects of this whole intuition thing. How did you get so good at this? Did you start when you were young?
You know, I was a lab rat back, and I'm 50 years old. So when I was in my very early 20s, universities were doing a lot of testing on what the human mind could do. And I was good at being tested because I'm a New Yorker, and, of course, we work very well under pressure. So I really learned intuition as a useful skill and as a science, as opposed to an area of mysticism. And then, you know, it doesn't let you down. I mean, the great thing about intuition is no matter what the economic times are, no matter what's going on in your life, because stuff happens to everybody,
yeah,
it allows you to make the right decision time after time. And it's a terrible myth that somehow there's any system to make life easy or perfect. But intuition does allow you to respond to everything that's thrown at you. And I think that that's a very important distinction for people.
I love the title of your book, How to Rule the World Basically from Your Couch. How do you do that? You mean you can just do it from your couch?
Well, you know, a lot of the intuitive skills, such as telepathy, the ability to send a message and receive a message, remote viewing, the ability to really define a situation from a distance, allows you to, for example, know where the person you need to contact is and know who you know who knows them, you know, and then to really do that from your couch and to send a clear message. I mean, one of the things I work on a lot in the book is how do you send clear telepathy? How do you send a clear message over the distance that someone will respond to or that a group will respond to? And the same thing for a product. I mean, I work a lot with companies because part of the problem is when you think of something and then you manufacture it, there's a huge lag in time, whether it's a film or a dress or a, you know, a tea. And so how do you predict how the market will want something served at the time you serve it, which may be, you know, a year from when you actually come up with the idea. And intuition really allows you to do that from your couch. You don't really have to go anywhere for it. You don't have to research. In a sense, all, you know, you have a library at your fingertips.
You know,
past, present, and future.
You know, it's interesting, Laura, the people, I mentioned the three women, very famous Hollywood actresses, but I would say what they all have in common is they had a rejuvenated push in their career, I guess. That's what I think anyway, when you look at all three of them, whether it's Demi Moore or Nicole Kidman.
They reinvent themselves
constantly. Yes. And that's part of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because, you know, once again, things happen to everyone. Intuition doesn't mean your life, you know, you somehow make your life perfect. It means that when something comes up, you can do something even better with it. And I think that that's what life is about, is, you know, you master something, and in mastering it, you can have more in your life, you can be more in your life, you can be more in your world. And intuition allows you to do it. Plus, what I love about intuition is that it's not something you have to learn. It's something you're already doing, and you have to kind of clean the mess off from around it. And then you see that you actually have used a skill, perhaps misdirected it, but used a skill over and over again that actually can change your life.
And I agree with you 100%. So many people I've talked to that had success turn things around when they started to listen to what some people would call their inner voice. And you're right when you say you can do that from your couch. For people listening to us that are, have the doldrums or say, oh, that's a hocus pocus, or I can't do that. A lot of guys might say that I can't do that. What are you talking about? Give us a little cheat thing here. Give us a couple of the exercises that they'll be able to find in the book, too. But give us something that people could do right now.
Okay, well, one of my favorite things is, and there's a lot of this in the book, is to do sleep exercises. Because when you're in the sleep state, you're not using your senses to evaluate the world around you. So you're really able to reach out to your environment. So before you go to sleep tonight, write down one issue with somebody you want to have solved, whether it's someone you're employed by or a love issue. So I want John to to really reach out to me. And then just go to write it down. And write it down because the mind's a messy place. So it's very important to have things outside of your inner self, which there's
right.
too much going on in there. Or I want to find a new job. You know, or I have a new job. You can even write it as something that's already happened. And then go to sleep. And when you wake up, write down the first senses. So where is your attention? When you wake up, where does your attention go? Where does your memory go? What are you feeling? And just write it down. And you only need to do it for about a minute. Not even. And work on the same problem every night until it's resolved, which really shouldn't take that long. And what you're going to notice is, for example, the person, especially if you do telepathy in the book, which teaches you how to do it properly, is that the person you want to resolve something with, out of the blue they call you. Or the job that you were, you know, working on changing, mm-hmm. on your way to work, you bump into someone coincidentally, and of course there are no coincidences, who give you a lead. So it's a way of kind of resetting. That's what we're doing on every, I do a blog, and we're doing this week, we're working on instant reset, you know, and it's a way of really resetting your life because we tend to think in the worried and the negative. But when you're asleep, you're actually able to do things like telepathy or go in and negotiate with somebody or look at your life in the future. Because the problem with reading ourselves, of course, is that we're very trapped by our hopes and fears. It's almost easier to tell somebody you don't know about their life, which is what psychics do. You know, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going on. Than it is to know for yourself.
Yeah.
Because for yourself, there's so much history and so many complications. But sleep is a great way to sidestep that. So set a goal in your sleep. The other thing is to do, you know, in the beginning of every chapter, I have kind of a quick hit where you just do each skill. So you, and in the example of telepathy, you pick somebody, you send them a message in a way that they can respond to it. So with a goal. And then, What often happens is that the person does respond. I mean, telepathy, especially if you're doing it with a specific person, is the important thing to repeat over and over because, once again, there's a lot going on, and you want to be the loudest voice. You want to be the first thing on the list that somebody responds to. And you know, I think that a mistake people make with telepathy is they send what they're feeling instead of allowing their attention to give them a sense of what the other person will respond to. So, you know, arguing with a teenager is a typical thing.
Right.
You know, we say, clean up your room, clean up your room, clean up your room. However, if you learn how to speak the other person's language, whether it's a language of a market or language of a specific person, or learning how to reframe something in a way that somebody gets it. I think, you know, often men and women have trouble communicating because we speak different languages in many ways. Then you're able to send a clear message that someone will respond to. And it's a very important skill.
All right. Boy, you have me sold for sure. We only have like a minute or so left, so this is, I always say there are no bad questions. Did you think that this was going to be your life, that you were going to write all these books and have all these people tell you empowering things, that you empowered them and changed their life?
I knew I was going to be a writer. I knew two things because they were what I wanted. I wanted to be a writer and I wanted to be a mother. That I ever thought I was going to write about such a weird topic? No. I mean, at seven, no one says, gosh, I want to grow up and be able to tell the future. But I knew I was going to be a writer, and I knew I was going to be a mother. And I've been very fortunate in being able to connect with a community, and I'm part of that community. I mean, I write books based on what my readers say, this is what I need now. So it's very enriching for me as well.
Good for you. Laura Day, How to Rule the World from Your Couch. We appreciate it. Good luck with the future and all
Thank
your other
you
future
so
books.
Much.
Thanks. All right, wow, yes. what a great thing. She's right about the deal with trusting your gut. And all of you guys know that out there, trusting your gut. It's like when I make a football prediction and I just know it's going to be wrong. I didn't listen to my gut, seriously. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got odds and ends. Hang with us.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Things out there and some of the ends that have happened. This is scary. This would be my nightmare. I don't think about it, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard of these types of stories. And we're talking about the Ferris wheel. You know, like this is fair time for a lot of people, and whether it's in a big place or a small place. And in Racine, Wisconsin, they had emergency crews that had to use a ladder truck to rescue 17 people who were trapped on a Ferris wheel. The ride was one of the attractions at what they call Party on the Pavement. And if you know anything about where it's located, it's not too far outside of Milwaukee. I think I've even actually been to one of those. I know I've been to one of those. And they were called out on Saturday afternoon, and the ride just falls out of alignment and gets stuck. But when you're on that ride and it's just fate and you're at the tippy top, one thing when you're a little bit closer, but you know how Ferris wheels are? I don't think they're scary. I think it's fun to go on a Ferris wheel because you can see all over the place. But not so fun when you're on the top or when you're coming off that top level and you're kind of tilted backwards. So if you were one of those people, you were there for about 2 hours. Well, 2 hours plus. And some of the people that ride on Ferris wheels, because it's relatively safe, are little kids. You know, you had a seven-year-old on there. You had a couple of teenagers. You had a couple of older people. You had just kind of a mixed bag. So they didn't want to move the ride or do anything until they had somebody, had some experts on hand so they would know the right thing to do. And the good news is nobody got hurt. They were scared, I'm sure, but not hurt. So the end of that story is after 2 hours, boy, they certainly know the view from wherever it was they were sitting. And it might make you think twice about some of these rides. I've heard of this happening a couple of times now recently. All right, here's another end, and it's completely different. It's very, very sad. But Rutgers, I've got a cousin who works in the athletic department at Rutgers, and the whole school is talking about this in New Brunswick. The fact that you had the kid, the student, who committed suicide after he was taped, and they put him and another guy that was in his room all over the internet. So he jumped off of the bridge, jumped off the George Washington Bridge, and he was just 18 years old. His name was Tyler Clementi, and people who knew him just couldn't say enough about it. It's always that same story. Nice guy, seemed quiet but was nice, and you know, they had no idea that, you know, that he was pushed to this level, what would happen. He was a guy who was actually a great musician. He was a promising violinist. But because he was so mortified, he jumped off of the bridge into the Hudson River just a few days after he was exposed all over the World Wide Web. And, you know, they found his body and did the thing where they call the parents, and they're shocked and had no idea. The Rutgers president was at a loss for words. What they did at Rutgers was, you know, what are you going to do? So they held a silent vigil on Sunday night to remember him as, you know, somebody who had all this promise and all this life in the musical sense, and now is gone after a terrible, terrible tragedy that if only somebody had known, if only somebody could have gotten to him and said, listen, they're jerks, they're idiots, whatever, but nobody was able to get to him. They didn't, it was too late by the time anyone tried to. So I think on Saturday the school even had a moment of silence for him before their homecoming football game against Tulane. And this is one of a string of suicides involving people who have been bullied and anti-gay bullying. So this, the vigil, hundreds of people showed up for the vigil, and just a terrible thing that's just so wrong. I mean, you know, there's this invisible line, and for some reason the invisible line is not there anymore for lots of different reasons, and in this case, not acceptable. I mean, why'd they do that? What's the ha-ha funny about that? It wasn't such a big secret. I mean, maybe it was a secret in a way, but to do that to the roommate. And, you know, this is the deal. Are they going to be able to charge him with anything? And they're talking about that, talking about what now is the aftermath of it. So the end, we don't know. We know the end for this kid, but we don't know what the end is for the others who taped him and then decided to plaster it all over the Internet. All right, in the meantime, here's another big thing that happened over the weekend in Kentucky. Rand Paul, you know, now they're starting to have these debates and stuff. Rand Paul was involved in a debate. In fact, he did a little debate on part of the Sunday Swirl. And, you know, you got this open Senate seat, and the heavy money is on Paul that he's going to win this. So he was on Fox News Sunday, as was his opponent, and the Democrat's name is Jack Conway. It actually was pretty good tube. In the debate, Paul talked about, you know, the midterms as what he would call a referendum, and I think so too, on Obama's agenda, on his legislative agenda. So let's see where it goes. And he accused Conway of stepping away from the Obama proposals that once he was really pushing for. And that's what's happening, that the coattails aren't so big because of where Obama is in the polls. Now, the other thing that came up that was, I thought that was interesting was Social Security. And Conway says that you should cut Social Security, and Rand Paul was for upping the age of Social Security. Boy, you know, this is something that is not talked about in Washington very much, and the reason is because, of course, there's so many pressing things. Just add that to the list, I think, for one, and because it's another one of those hot potatoes, how many years people have paid into it, how do you, we keep hearing that it's going to be bankrupt by the time anybody who's in their 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s is there to retire, forget about it. You're not gonna, there's not going to be anything there for all the years you paid in because it's going to be, the cupboards are going to be bare. So what to do with Social Security is a very, very big deal. And I thought that was interesting that Paul said, let's up the age, and Conway said, let's cut it. And, boy, I'll tell you, I'm not for the cutting of it because I think then, I mean, cutting it, you look at the people who are approaching that whole baby boom explosion, and I think it would be disastrous. But then again, it's disastrous if you don't have any money there, you know, too. So that was pretty interesting to watch that. And that's starting to happen now. In California, they had one also heading into the weekend. A big debate, Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman, of course, running for governor of that state. And there's so much going on in California, so many problems, financial problems, but that's almost anywhere. How many states are in a position where they're just bleeding ink and they've got to figure out a way to row the boat faster, and how are they going to shore up these budgets? And certainly we know on the Hill where it's at, the problem there is more, the deficit just keeps increasing to a number we can't even fathom and figure out what, how can you possibly think you're going to chip away at this? And then, of course, the whole job situation, which is similar on the state level too. So it's been, I think, intriguing to see what the candidates have to say on all sides of this thing when they know that there's a good shot that there can be some flips here in the House and maybe in the Senate too. For the House, with every single seat up, you know, you're talking about many more bodies, 40 bodies, 30 some bodies. But in the Senate, it would only take 10, and then that would flip over. And what would that ultimately mean for the country? Some people are talking about the Tea Party as not being just, okay, this other branch of Republicanism, but the Tea Party could actually become a third party in the near future. We'll see what happens. November 2nd, I got it circled on my calendar. It'll be interesting. Remember, go early and vote, 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 my friends.
Is this a business decision, or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
What, are you kidding me?